Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
These days, who knows? I don't know who you are. Like, again, you're the hot chick. I don't know.
Who
I barely
you
fit
are.
Into the dress shirt I wore that night. I was like, I hope one of these buttons doesn't pop.
If you divide the car in half, front to back,
you almost did.
And let's say
Rob looked like me before he lost all this weight. You're down 85 pounds?
Yeah, 90.
90 pounds.
Job of the podcaster, I was.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, Dan, really, you're killing Dan with that.
That's right. Kill his microphone and then him.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
I think you look great.
No, I don't.
You do.
Look, we're broadcasting live on TikTok.
Yes, internet.
Facebook, Bitcoin. YouTube. I think it's great. People are like, how are you doing it? We're doing it. The problem with your coworkers hating you.
Not everyone hates you.
Is that I watched back to the TikTok live, which by the way goes away.
Yes.
But I'm watching it like periodically to make sure that it's working.
Yeah, you peek in during the show.
During the show. Mm-hmm. And for those of you not in the know, why would you? You're probably like, you know, in your 40s or 50s. God bless you. It's a narrow window, right? It's vertical.
Yeah. They would call it portrait as opposed to landscape.
Yes. And if you've gained 2 or 20 or 30 pounds like your boy Oscar, it looks like Oscar of 2022 ate Oscar of 2015. I used to be much skinnier. And then you look at Rob on TikTok, and Rob looks like a Victoria's Secret model when Victoria's Secret was relevant.
Yeah, it was so my hair, I think.
He looks amazing on TikTok because he's thin. I have a fat face.
Stop it.
And there's just a lot more of me than there used to be.
More to love.
And I asked Dan, the fan man who's running the TikTok today, I said, please zoom out. That pony hates me. He zooms in, so my whole face is the TikTok. And it's like we've switched roles here on the show where I used to be the hot one. Now Rob's the hot one, and I'm the grenade.
Yeah.
I'm not even the funny one. I'm the grenade.
We did have a brief discussion before the show trying to qualify what Oscar's role is now.
Yeah, because I'm not necessarily the funny one. Mm-hmm. I'm the friend that maybe if I was single, we weren't married, like maybe... Like the pretty girl goes with Rob because he's fit and he's like well put together.
Getting there.
And her, you know, friend that, you know, maybe.
Barb?
No. Yeah, Barb. Before she went to the Upside Down.
Yeah, poor Barb.
Well,
poor
okay, Barb. Well, then fine. She'll hang out with Oscar.
Okay. Did you ever see the movie Tootsie back in the day?
I just recently watched Tootsie.
When Dustin Hoffman, as Dorothy Michaels, first goes onto the set of the soap opera, yes. And they said, how far back can you pull out? And the cameraman says, how about Cleveland? So is this what we're shooting
That's
for?
That's before they had HE. I'm just asking whoever's running the TikTok, and this really goes to Matt because he hates me.
Yes.
Zoom out, baby.
Zoom out. I zoomed all the way out just for fun.
Thank you.
Live from the Podville Media Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, now in our second decade. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for this program. So if you are a first-timer, sit back and relax and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime listeners, thank you for spreading the word every day about TMOS from Daegu, South Korea, ooh, to Landstuhl, Germany, Mongo, Chad, Kinderdijk, the Netherlands. That's where they have the windmills, Oscar.
Mm.
Yes. Ashdod, Israel, and Scotland. Maryland.
Wow. Is it the Mongo from Something About Mary?
No, it's a different. It's not Mongo from Blazing Saddles either. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. So Mike is not here. Mike will be back tomorrow.
Yeah, big birthday weekend for Carla O'Mara. Happy birthday, Carla.
And I can only imagine he'll become loaded for bear story-wise. That would be my guess.
I can't wait.
Well, with the
traffic, makes it back and the hurricane and such, you know.
I've been tracking it. I think he did okay.
Our thoughts and prayers. I don't even know what that means for anybody anymore, but for the people of Puerto Rico.
According to Matt Capucci, the 12-year-old meteorologist on Channel 5, every home in Puerto Rico was without power this morning.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
Everything.
Yeah.
So it's a tough situation down
for
there.
For Daddy Yankee.
What?
The most famous Puerto Rican.
Oh, he's the most famous.
Or Bad Bunny.
Oh.
Bunny's probably the most famous Puerto Rican.
I tend to think of the...
And if you don't know who Bad Bunny is, you're missing out.
Why?
Because some of the greatest music ever come out of Puerto Rico.
But a great name,
well, also,
though.
Ricky Martin.
Yes. And
Triple OG, Menudo.
Half the cast of West Side Story.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it's the Puerto Ricans versus the Sharks. The Puerto Ricans are the Sharks and
is
the
Rita
Jets.
Is Rita Moreno really Puerto Rican? Or
I'm talking about the new West Side Story.
El Diablo Blanco.
The new West Side Story was more culturally relevant when they cast it.
I haven't seen the...
Yeah, it's horrible. It's really not so good. I don't care for it. But
I have a confession to make.
Okay.
Outside of being fat.
Did you actually eat the Oscar of 2015?
No, but when you look at TikTok, portrait mode, thin mode is meant for thin people. Man. But we got to do it. It's the future.
It is. Embrace it.
I got to lose some weight. Okay. For all of you that listen to the bonus show on Friday, and we have a lot of fun stuff to get to. Don't you worry.
Plenty.
Rob and I saw
stuff.
Each other this weekend. We did a private party.
We partayed.
Yeah, it was fun. But we did celebrate on the bonus show.
Yes.
Because it was the date. It wasn't, contrived.
Right.
Your six-month anniversary of your sobriety.
New lifestyle,
recovery.
Sobriety, the whole thing.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you new on TikTok, Rob didn't used to look like this.
Mm-mm.
Rob looked like me before he lost all this weight. You're down 85 pounds?
Yeah, 90.
90 pounds.
Job of the podcaster I was.
Yeah, well, no. Dan, really, you're killing Dan with that.
That's right. Kill his microphone and then him.
That's the moment. Like, just this laughter in the background because he knows it's so true. But Rob, the level of concern and for your health and your recovery, it was at the front of the show when you were out, recovering,
right.
Coming out of the hospital.
Right.
And it was at the front of the show off air where we were worried about you.
Yeah.
And as there's the podcast side of the business where there's the Michael Mara show and then there's Podville. And Podville's growing. And
is Oscar.
So am I. So we were still concerned for you, but I needed your desk after the first month you were gone. I was like, we need to put somebody in there part time.
Right.
So I went
You're
in.
You're not at a position where you can just have valuable real estate.
Well,
my desk is a prime position.
Do I want to spend $3,000 more for someone's new office or put him where Rob used to work?
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Thank you. So,
it's a great office.
A month. So then I said, hey, Rob, I was thoughtful.
Yes, you were.
I said, we're going to leave all your records. Everything's going to stay the same. But are you okay with somebody coming in and just working out of your office while you're gone?
I was certain this was leading up to being fired, but I said yes.
I said you're not.
Because at this point,
you were bedridden.
I didn't want to give him that one more reason. Say, oh, well, he's difficult too. So fire him.
No, I didn't. It had nothing to do with it. It was just like, hey.
No, it was, very nice.
I wanted to ask you.
And you actually did underscore. You said, it's yours when you come back.
Yeah. It's always going to be yours.
If you come back.
I didn't say if you come back, you jerk. So at that point, I go in. I don't remember if it was with Dan or Matt Bloom, Pony Boys,
yes.
As America knows him. And I said, hey, let's clean up all his personal effects and put him into the storage room. So when he gets back, we can put everything back.
Eclairs, cakes.
And during that time, there was a bunch of mail coming in, not just for TMOS, but... Drum roll, please, something sad.
Sad or drum roll? What do you want?
I don't know.
Okay, hold on.
I'm not the funny one.
Now, you see, don't beat yourself up like that. That's no good. Let's see. I have nothing
said. I'm the faster one because I would have found something by now. Play anything, for God's sakes.
Okay. Okay. This is what's going on in the city.
I'll take it.
That's all we got.
Last night.
Yes.
I was gearing up for the day today.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered that during the transition out of making sure that your office, your personal items were safe,
mm-hmm.
there were a handful of letters that I didn't want to get lost because I wanted you to have them when and if you came back. And I want to apologize in advance because I like to say that I've pulled a Rob Spiewak when Mike O'Mara gets free stuff from listeners.
Yes.
And people write Mike and they say, hey, did you get the letter? Or did you get the golf balls?
Yeah.
Or did you get, you know, the free X, Y, and Z? And he's like, what are you talking about? Then Mike gets on here and yells at Rob Spiewak. And Rob says, I was just waiting for like a bulk, you know, package
for a bulk
to come
shipment,
in. So
exactly.
To ship you all of these because
yes.
we had clearly forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
In my satchel. That I've had for months now. Oh, you came back how many months ago? 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than that. I came back May 1st, I think.
Okay. In the middle four months.
So many months. Thousands
during
of months.
During the time you were infirmed.
Mm-hmm.
And this just may be the tip of the iceberg, because I know I have another stack somewhere else.
Oh my God, really?
On your 6 month anniversary, I present you no less than like 20 get well cards.
Oh, that is so cool.
Or I love you cards. Ooh. Or please live cards. Or I'm pulling for you cards that are still sealed.
That is awesome.
And, you know, the good news is you survived.
Yes.
Because then I don't feel as bad when you get to see them.
Otherwise, they'd have to like set up a display at the funeral home.
But what timing that you get to get them 6 months into your sobriety.
I love it. I think that's fantastic. What a good thing.
Is it too personal?
Probably
not. Do you think to open any of these here on air?
Sure. Put them on the counter face down. Face
okay.
down.
Okay. Hold on.
Mix them up. We'll randomly select one.
I hope there are tasteful nudes in there.
I hope there's checks.
Checks?
Well, you never heard. You never
okay.
heard. Okay. There's several different colors. I'm going to take this one because it's
great,
random looking.
Great video day.
And it is, I know the name. It's from Kiki.
Kiki K.
Yes.
Kiki K all the way.
Kiki K all the way.
Play with Kiki K.
With Kiki K. And she writes,
Dear Rob, can we get some music, something?
Okay, I'll give you something something sentimental.
Not Night
sweet.
In the City.
No, you know what?
Kiki K all the way, maybe. I brought you an Allen wrench to open this stuff up.
You're sweet.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, this is good. This
okay.
is good.
It says.
No, but come on, no shit. A little more music. A little more background. If you don't mind.
For best supporting actor.
Yes.
No. It says, things are tough. And it's got a mountain climber on the cover.
Show America. Thank you.
Things are tough. Oh, my God. She wrote a lot. Rob. And she says, things are tough, and so are you. I'm here if you need me.
That's a lie.
Rob, with 3 exclamation points. I've sat on this card for weeks because in some respects, we don't know each other at all. But in other respect, the fans have such a personal relationship with you that I feel as if I was going through a trauma with my own family. At first, I was so freaked out when all of a sudden you weren't on the show. I was and am relieved to know things are getting better, a little better all the time. To quote John, don't let it always seem to go. You don't know what you've got till it's gone. The relief and happiness I feel on a daily basis from hearing your voice is priceless. I'm glad you're back. And wishing you a gentle journey on the road to health and strength and solidarity. Love, Kiki.
Aww.
It's very sweet. Very, very sweet. That's really cool.
I mean, I'm weeping inside. But I mean, that is a stranger.
I know. Someone that I've met in passing maybe once
Have
or twice.
We?
Yeah, she's been to appearances.
I thought she just sent us candies.
No, she's not a big candy sender.
No?
No. She was a big mailbagger and a bud.
Bagging them all up.
Let's go for another card. This is, there's another name we know.
Can you turn the music down a little bit?
Yes,
please?
Of
it's a little
course.
Distracting
yeah.
as we speak.
Hold on.
I think this might be the only podcast in America that would forget to give their friend the get well, please survive cards 6 months later.
I like to feel that you were sitting on them in case I took a turn.
They survived.
Yeah, you had to earn them.
Now he needs them. Now he needs them. Chewy. Oh, and I hope
Chewy.
It's O-C-H.
Ochoa.
Ochoa, okay.
Yes.
This comes from Chewy. And
he's not from Puerto Rico,
No,
by
he's
the
from
way.
Modesto, California.
Yes.
And it reads,
man, Kiki, that card was a lot to live up to.
Kiki, I'm really, really touched. It's a beautiful card. It's a Hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hope good thoughts really do have healing powers. Another letter here. Because so many are coming your way, be well soon, Chewy and family. Old buddy Rob, I may not be the first and I may not be the last. I know I will be one of the many to wish you a speedy recovery. You will receive many letters because you are our Edmund Gwen.
Ken?
Okay. Edmund Gwen played Santa Claus in Miracle on 34th Street. And then he writes, Sinterklaas kapunch, God watch in mein schunz, God to want enlarge, donkey Sinterklaas, which is a song from It's a Wonderful Life. I'm sorry, from Miracle on 34th Street. Get well. I love you, buddy.
Aww.
Love you too. That's very kind of you and thoughtful.
I met Chewy at, you get to pick next. I met him out at, right outside National Airport.
Yes.
Under an overpass.
I need
once.
To lose that music. Go ahead.
No, I'm not kidding. Like it was the wildest interaction with a listener.
Why?
Because he was just in town and I had nothing to do. And, you know, this is my life.
Yeah.
And we drove to like a motel and talked outside and hung out. And didn't do like, we didn't even drink beers or anything.
Invite you in.
We
did
just
he?
Conversed. No, he was there with his family.
That would have made it even worse.
No, it was just in the parking lot. They're all looking outside the window.
Window fogging up.
Who's he talking to?
Hi, Chewy.
What's all that then?
Oh, you gotta give me another guy.
Okay, here we go. Here's the music. This is, Oscar, this is an incredible surprise.
I hope this fills your heart with joy.
It does. This is an amazing way to start a week.
Yeah. This you gotta kill the music. The music's killing. Okay, come on.
This is a name we all know. Okay.
Dear Casey.
Mrs. Debbie O'Brien.
Oh, whoa.
Ooh.
So let's see what she writes.
I hope they're tasteful nudes.
I do not. Of all the times to wish for that.
Well, you know, Danny Boy's in the background.
I know. And yeah. And when I say I do not, I'm not hoping for untasteful distasteful.
No.
I hope there's no nudity.
Thank you.
I mean, a little shoulder, maybe. It reads, Dear Casey, sorry to hear you've been feeling under the weather. Get well soon. And it's an umbrella in the rain. In the rain.
Hmm.
Okay. Rob, this is from March 25th. This is a week after I was diagnosed. So this is right up front. Rob, sending lots of prayers to you. Hoping for a safe and speedy recovery. Please know that many people are sending you well wishes and that you are missed. Looking forward to hearing your voice and laughter and seeing you on my computer again, seeing you on my computer screen soon. Love, Mommy O'Brien or Mama O'Brien and her men.
Aww.
So, Dan, you're included in that, I suppose. So if I didn't get a card from you, that's why.
That's sweet.
Oh.
I didn't see any Polaroids fall out.
Hold on.
Nothing.
This is
you're clear, Dan.
It's a bit overwhelming.
By the way, this is going to continue. And Mike, if you're listening, I know this couldn't have happened if you were here because it wouldn't be about you. So let's continue.
Let's do another one.
Yes.
Okay. This is from Kaylee Harner, she has been a talking head in the past.
Oh, excuse me. Hi. Nice to see you again.
Well, I mean, there's been so many talking.
A lot of white people. I know that.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
Just the way you like it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
when life hands you lemons, or as Robert used to say, Yemens.
Make
life hands
limonada.
You lemons,
make limonada, no?
This is probably not the best written card for the situation at hand. I'll read the entire couplet to you.
Okay.
When life hands you lemons, add ice, vodka, and a little umbrella.
Oh, that's awkward.
Is this a troll card?
And hang in there. Maybe we hadn't really diagnosed exactly what
day
was
this?
This was postmarked.
This is great time capsule moment.
This really, truly is. First of April.
So
I think we knew
Are
why
you
I
still
was,
in the hospital?
No, I was home by then. I got home like the 20th of March, I think. But
had we told America
we hadn't broken down that
your liver was dying?
Well, even if we had mentioned the liver, we hadn't mentioned that the key ingredient was vodka and lemonade.
Okay.
This card is this oddly specific.
This one goes into the no pile.
No, I don't. It looks nice on the inside.
It's got to be a no pile.
Well,
that's hilarious. Who wrote this again?
Kaylee Harner.
Kaylee, bad done.
This says Kaylee. To my good buddy Rob, there's no address, so it might have come in another package. I don't know.
No, I don't know what that's about.
And it's got a running dog on the cover with newspapers.
Oh, that's sweet. Right, that's sweet.
Okay. It reads, "Dear Rob, sometimes it just blows. Hang in there. Best of health and wealth to ye. And always remember to hobble do gee. And Robert, take care. Manja." And I think it's from, this is from Dave Smolar.
Oh, that's sweet.
Dave Smolar. That's right.
Dave, you've always been a man of a few words.
Yeah, and also...
That might be a no-pile guy.
No, that's in the maybe pile.
You might be dying, and it just blows.
Also...
Hobble-de-gee.
He gets extra credit for not mentioning lemonade and vodka.
That is true.
The world's most specific get-well card.
You can't make this up. Two of these are like just like, maybe you'll make it... Maybe you won't.
Yeah, pulling for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck. Have a drink on me.
I think Smolar, there might have been like a postscript that says, if you don't make it, that means open chair, right?
Yeah. Can't wait to work on the T.O. Moa show once you're gone.
This is from Miss Debbie Mittman of Beltsville, Maryland. I don't know the name immediately. Beautiful dog on the cover. It says, sit, stay, heal.
Oh.
Okay. You open it up. Get well soon. I'm thinking good thoughts for you since the moment I heard you were in the hospital. Take your time for a full recovery. Sincerely, Debbie Mittman. I think that's very
nice
very
and clean.
That is.
If you're looking for a master class at home or an example, that's how you do it. In and out. No, not too much detail. You can't stray.
I love the fact. Now I'm thinking about if I found like a card to someone who had had a heart attack and just like say, hey, you know what's really good? Fatty foods. Hope you're feeling better.
See you at the next buffet.
See you at the next buffet, fatty. All right, this is,
If we're power ranking, Kiki K, the most impactful so far.
I believe so.
Then this young lady with a name again?
Oh, that was Kaylee Harner.
Kaylee.
The most, it's dripping with irony.
With vodka.
And vodka. I think I can recognize the name on the cover, but again, I'm not going to spoil it.
6 months, clean, sober. Healthy, you're back.
And this, of course,
time capsule.
We know who this is. This is Robin Ferguson.
What date?
The date on the postmark is 31 March.
So, day after my birthday, most importantly.
That's what I was thinking.
You ruined my birthday because you got sick.
Well, no, actually, in the past, even when I've been in fine health, the birthday's always been ruined. And it's normally
true.
Shannon.
That's true.
Yeah. Carrie has a birthday coming up this week, and I'll be ruining that. But I don't think I ruined your birthday.
Fair enough.
Yeah. She said, hey, I got a backpack in the mail. That can be from the kids. I said, is there any chance anyone can buy you anything ever? She said, well, no, but they can still get me something. But this is the gift that you would have bought that said was from the kids.
Got it.
And I said, well, maybe I'll surprise you on a date. She says, well, I've been craving a salad at the Blue Ridge Grill. And I said, well, that's where we were going to go before you told me we were going
Spoiler
there.
Spoiler alert.
That's right. No card. Nothing from Carrie in any of
these
cards?
Nothing from your wife.
Yeah. This has got a dog in a Winnie the Pooh outfit. It says, grab a pillow, get some rest, stay cozy. And it reads, dear Casey, take care of you. Thinking of you and praying all the best for the best possible outcome. You've been missed, Rob. Be well, Robin. Over to learn more about Lucy. Oh, and it talks about Lucy is the dog.
Aww.
I think that's a charity card, I believe. Lucy lives in the life in the fast lane. Even squirrels cannot run this fun-loving shepherd. When she's not playing in her backyard, she's using her adorable puppy. Why am I reading that?
That sounds like a dating like profile or something.
I just swiped right on a dog.
I don't know why, Ron Burgundy. Robin Ferguson, thank you so much.
Yes. Oh, and this is another familiar name, Serena Spatola. We met
Very
her.
Sweet.
I know she came to the show in Reno. Yeah.
At Circus Robin, Circus. By the way, MVP, like mother hen.
Like the greatest.
Yes.
Thinking of you.
Oh, that's a sweet card, yeah.
Ready. Rob, I'm so sorry you are not feeling well. Get well soon. Love, Serena and Hayden. And it's actually printed on the card. Like, it's a custom-made card.
That's sweet.
That's very nice.
And classy.
Yeah, very classy. So thank you, Serena. I appreciate it. No mention of vodka. And this, let's do one more. And
hopefully this is a good one, or else the power Porsche was given away on the first round. Jesus.
This definitely sounds like a fake name. Robert Peacock, and it's postmarked the 12th of April. It's be Bob Peacock.
Did people know by then?
When
did people
know?
Well, I think.
When did you go? When were you rushed to the hospital?
Rushed to the hospital on the 15th of March.
Yeah.
That's when
they had to have known by then because we couldn't hide it anymore.
No. Well, no one was hiding anything.
I don't know. I think the first like week or two, we were like, Rob, we don't know what's up with him. He's just taking some time.
He didn't show. He didn't show. No, I know that you took a day off when we found out. Yeah. And then I think you addressed it when you came back.
I said we took a road trip to Promises.
And then Steve Bridges called and yelled at you.
Yes.
What's going on,
Rob? Yeah, tell me now. I can't talk, Mr. Captain.
Mr. Captain, two roles. Poor little puppy, it says. Okay. And it's got a dog with an ice pack on it. It's sweet. It says, Rob, pause. Get some rest. Yeah. I hope you feel soon. You are sorely missed, and we hope you feel better soon. Rob and Carrie Peacock and Sugar Bear and Stewie.
That's sweet.
So thank you. You know what?
Yes.
I could go on and on. I choose not to, but thank you all for the
There are more of those. We won't read them on air, but if you sent them, he'll eventually get them.
I'll do a podcast that's just the cards.
Yeah. Yeah, and for those of you
that, we'll read Kaylee Harner's card.
For you, professional broadcasters or like maybe podcasters or broadcasters at home.
Yes.
I should have probably opened these and pre-read them because the first one
was the greatest. Yes. But maybe some people are listening in reverse.
Well, I didn't.
Let me see Kaylee's card just for fun.
I didn't expect.
Let me see. This is the one that, and again, let's say here's a reset. That's another DJ term. When life hands you lemons, add ice, vodka, and a little umbrella and hang in there. She also, this is weird, she's included a recipe for liver and onions. No, I'm going to roll the dice and read this as a closer.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. And if it's a mistake, so help me God, whatever. I've made a few. Rob, I hope you're feeling better quickly. Being sick is not fun and you're missed on the show. Please do take care of yourself and rest well. Let Carrie take care of you. Kaylee in Spokane. Oh. I think that's very nice. So thank you. Carrie did not do anything.
That's a redemption story. Right
that
there.
Is what that is. Mm. But dude, maybe next time just something. You know those cards they have at Target that say blank inside? Maybe that one next time.
What do you mean, like a gift card?
No. They're just like a picture on the front, and then you open it, and there's no greeting, and it doesn't talk about vodka.
Oh no, Kaylee didn't know.
I think everyone knew.
No, we were hiding it for a while because we didn't know what was going on. We're getting information. I thought it was diabetes,
and you were right.
I didn't think it was alcoholism as well.
It was everything. Yeah, not only that, and an ingrown toenail. Want to talk about a lousy week?
While we're here, we're going to fix this little guy down here.
That's right. Bring me some pliers, and we'll get that done. Well,
But I love you.
I love you, too.
We didn't talk about it on the free show. I want to make sure that it's a known fact outside of your Facebook page. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, kindly.
Guys, we say don't get happy and keep swinging.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been happy in a long time, but I've been a lot better since they took care of that toenail. We'll be back with another story after this.
Friendship. It's one of the best things life has to offer.
Thank you for being a friend.
We're terrible friends, but we love you.
I know.
And for a true example of brotherly love, look no further than the Mike O'Mara Show.
You get the big casino. Die quietly.
Okay. It's 80 minutes of chumminess that you can enjoy every day.
The only love I really gave was to Matt Bloom.
That'll bite you on the ass, by the way.
Watch it live as it happens on Facebook or YouTube.
Catch it on the go on Stitcher.
iTunes.
Alexa.
TikTok.
Everybody knows the action's on TikTok.
Yeah.
And as always, at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I'm happy.
You getting teary-eyed?
I'm happy,
Stop.
Be a friend and share the love. Love today.
It's an easy choice when you're surrounded by loved ones that you love right back.
Aww.
We just had this handed down from the racing steward. All bets that showed both diabetes and liver trouble, they both collect. So hold all tickets, please.
That's the exacto?
That's the exacta. Exactly. I read this spot and I think of my boy Robert, because when I got my backbone, Robert snagged it and ran with it because he loves it. So I ask, what's holding you back from the ultimate gaming experience? Is it the cost or are you always on the go? Well, now you can level up with Backbone. Backbone totally enhances your gaming experience on mobile. Backbone just released a PlayStation edition of their beloved Backbone 1 in collaboration with the PlayStation design team. It's awesome. You simply plug it. It's like a little cradle.
I already picked one up for old Luca for the, you know, Christmas is months away, but I want to get involved now.
Gotta get it happening. Yeah. It's like a cradle. You plug your iPhone into the Backbone and enjoy console quality controls as you play your favorite games on the go. It's an officially licensed PS controller, and trust me, playing your PlayStation games on the go with Backbone is a game changer. They're analog control buttons. They're real buttons. They're not under glass. They're fantastic. So go to playbackbone.com/TMOS now to order your Backbone, and for a limited time, get free access to over 350 console games and perks. Backbone is now the official partner of Diablo Immortal. Not only is the game specifically optimized for Backbone, but you will also receive $10 of in-game perks. Find your next adventure at playbackbone.com/TMOS. That's playbackbone.com/TMOS. So Oscar and I had a date.
Yeah, it's we don't usually socialize ever since you know, you got sick. Not to bring that up.
Well,
again.
did we ever really socialize? We really weren't.
Not to think about it.
No.
Unless we were getting paid to be
somewhere
in the same room outside of this room.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't really friends.
I did invite you to go tubing, and now the fall is here, so you probably won't go tubing.
Yeah. But that's when you just got better, so I was like, I don't want to be there
You'd
when
you
fall.
You'd be nice. Like, his skin I thought rips you were off. Just. Of course we'll go tubing.
No.
Yeah.
No, we're, look, it's when you spend as much time as we do together.
Yes.
Unless it's convenient, it's hard to reconnect on the weekends. So unless we're meeting at Jimmy's for an event, it's probably not going to happen. And we live an hour and 10 minutes away from each other.
We have quite a distance between us. And also the time we spend in studio is like super uber quality time. It's very intense.
It's hostile.
Yeah, it can be. It can be.
And
sometimes on Friday, you just want a little break from Rob.
Yes.
I can feel that.
Yeah.
And you have the opportunity to.
Well, what was painful on both sides is, and you heard this on last week's show, shame on you if you haven't caught up.
Yeah, come on, you jerk.
I get a call. I get invited to a dear friend's 40th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And within that call, there is a question if it was kind of a backhanded, hey, we'd love for you to do this, but we want you to be able to enjoy the party. And we know Rob, but we don't know if he's available. But Rob would be so much better for this than you would.
You're kind of rephrasing it because I remember it because it was so cleverly constructed.
Well, I've been smoothing it out because it's been so painful.
What they said was, this is something you'd be good at, but this is something Rob would be really great at.
This is if Rob Spiewak is not booked, can you please book him?
Now, that is a very funny thing. Like, you know how early I book up on Saturdays, Oscar.
I said, when is the party? This ask came a week prior. Yeah. I said, short notice, let me check.
Well, they were able to move some things around at Caesars, and I was able to make it to this party.
So
it worked out.
So Rob shows up looking every bit, you know, of like a new man in what was the most fashion-forward dress coat I've ever seen. I'm sorry, I'm dress jacket.
Yes.
That I've ever seen you in. Looked fantastic.
It was it's essentially, Oscar, a Nehru jacket that buttons all the way up the front.
Yeah.
And I was when I saw it at the men's clothier, mm-hmm. I said, I must have this.
And you look great in it.
Thank you.
And like anybody's been.
Because I know you were concerned. We have a long history together, and when we were working out the details for this, you said, are you going to dress up? Because you expected me to show up in Burks in a denim jacket.
I didn't know. I don't. These days,
who knows?
I don't know who you are. Like again, you're the hot chick. I don't know.
Who
I barely
you
fit
are.
Into the dress shirt I wore that night. I was like, I hope one of these buttons doesn't pop.
And it was a neat location for me because the house was actually about a mile from my house where I grew up, Big Daddy's house, and so I knew all the side streets around there. Knew where I was headed. It was really comfortable. I get there. The party's already in full swing.
Go
ahead.
Just, Pony, you want to know what level of creepdom Mr. Spiewak has?
Oh, absolutely.
So he shows up, and because this is like old home week for you, like this is where you
I know
grew
the
up,
neighborhood,
right?
Exactly.
In McLean. So Rob, like, he's sober, and I've maybe had one drink to mm-hmm. that point, mm-hmm. so I'm not hammered. And he's like, tell me about his neighborhood. And I'm like, this, yeah, it's a beautiful neighborhood. This is a successful couple that has made it into the world of, you know, not high finance, but high tech.
Yeah, it's a beautiful house.
Yeah, just
gorgeous,
a beautiful
house.
Home. And I'm not shocked that, like, this is what McLean's all about.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, and you know who else lived around here? Reed Galen.
Oh.
Our friend Reed Galen.
It's true, though.
And I said, how do you even know that? You creep. And he goes, I just do. How do you know that?
Because when we first booked him on the show, we had a Zoom test with him, right? Mm-hmm. Or a Comrex test, yeah. Something like that. And I was making small talk, and he mentioned that he grew up, he's local. Because he talked about how long he's listened to the show.
Yeah, okay.
And I said, so you're local, where'd you grow up? He said, McLean, but near Falls Church. And I mm-hmm. said, very strange, that's very, very close. And
yeah.
I knew exactly where his house was. And it turns out that his family more than likely bought vegetables from my family, which is why he's running one of the most successful podcasts in the world, and I'm playing fart sounds.
it was such a, like, such a detailed anecdote that I was like, that aside,
yes.
Rob, and I think anybody listening right now gets this, like, he loves, and really excels at a high level. And not just a strange, like, environment on stage, right?
Yeah.
With strangers. But also when there is a game show involved.
Love a game
when
show.
When Rob is not playing the game show to win, he is the utmost, like, ultimate host. And I saw this firsthand. And I never get to see this when I'm not on stage with you.
Right.
So to see you perform what was a personal and intimate family feud for this gathering of roughly 40 people.
Yeah, exactly.
And wrangle the level of what was, let's just say, 1 to 50 miles per hour of people that have been drinking all day.
Yeah, the game might have gone better if we had started it one drink earlier for everybody.
But
they had also done an amazing job with the setup. They had a stand-up podium
set
with buzzers. They had a set with lights. That
music.
Said music. He had. Yeah, I go up, and I did not expect music. And I was kind of wondering if I should have something, you know, standing by.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get up to take the stage for it, and then this comes out of a Bluetooth speaker. Yeah. I mean, they're good to go.
Everything is set up.
It was beautiful.
And when you hear the music, Matt, you could get this. And Dan, like, imagine going to a house party and you see a professional host walk up and it's Rob and this music's playing and you've got teams and tiers and brackets.
They bracketed a whole thing. It was amazingly well set up.
Oh, God.
Because you had said to me, and I doubted it because I've been to so many usually radio station organized appearances where they say all you got to do is show up and then you show up and you're screwed.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
nothing's yeah, been set up.
No, they had it set up.
They had everything set up and then they said, how do you think we should do this? And this is what was really cool, is they wanted to really stick to the rules of the game mm-hmm. where you would do the face-off and then the family or team had to try to fill out the board. I said, that's going to get awful slow with this many people. Let's just do face-offs and the first team each side to get to three advances. And they said, that's going to move pretty fast. I said, yep. Yes, it will.
Yeah.
And it was probably the secret to why the game actually succeeded.
Yeah, there was so much secret sauce, as in alcohol sauce, being poured that we had a re-entry window.
And what was good is that Oscar had his wits about him, and he was like having an ally in the dead center of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I'd start to lose him, he would yell out, and this was the greatest question, what's the current score?
Yeah.
Or how many do they have?
I don't mind wrangling when I need to wrangle.
And it was great. It was so cool. And then as people begin to be eliminated through the and they had a huge, it looked like, you know, the draft.
The full
in March.
Board, yeah.
Yeah, all the eliminations and names that were, some we can't say here, mm-hmm. some we can. And
we were the mathletes, I
yes,
can help with that.
And, and there was, well, I don't want to give any of them away,
yes.
but some of them we just couldn't say. They weren't broadcast friendly.
But the moments of people giving answers.
The greatest.
And these are high functioning, like, true, like, professionals in their own right, in different, walks of life. And you forget that when you're in the game show moment and you have to think. The stress that comes along. At one point, I don't remember what the category was, but one individual answered soda machine.
Right.
And everybody razzed them because there was a lot of, like, you know, breaking of balls.
Not on the board.
Not on the board. Like, not on the board. All.
And I turn to the other competitor and I say, listen, there are six answers on this board. You just have to answer one to get the point. And he had said soda machine. I said, what is your answer? And they said, vending machine. also that, not on the board.
The and same answer.
Yeah. And essentially the same one. My favorite answer of the night was a guy who, when you talk to him, he kind of dripped brilliance. He was a very smart guy. And just really fun to talk to and really knew his stuff. And I got up there and I remember it was, and also it's always fun to do the exact patter, which is like just.
No, you were so perfect.
Burned in my brain.
Like part of me was, you know, I'm proud because I'm like, I know that you do this on a regular basis, but we all take our strengths for granted because this is what we do.
Right.
But you're like commanding this audience. You have the patter. You're back. The music's on. People are getting competitive.
And it was great when because as it proceeded, they didn't lose interest. They gained interest.
Yeah.
And they would get quiet, which is wild when it would get really quiet. And I would say, all right, 100 people surveyed, top five answers on the board. Here is the question. Try to match the most popular answer. Name something that has teeth. And the guy does that. And
the buzzer. Yes.
And I go to him and I say, what's your answer? He said, a rabbit.
that was our friend Jason.
Yes, it was. I didn't know if we were going to go and, with names or not.
Jason, with all due respect.
Not the best answer.
Technically
of the night.
Correct.
It does have teeth.
Bugs Bunny has two. But that's when the top flew off the house because it was in the playoff round.
Oh, it was an expensive answer.
And it was just so perfect. You couldn't even make that up.
It was. And that is a well-constructed game show. Once it's all together and you're doing it, it works. It just works. But,
hands off to you. You need a host that can ring.
Hats off.
Hands off.
And then,
I thought it was hands. Hats off.
Hats off. You said hands off.
I'm the worst.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Jesus.
And I do want to. I just want to say thank hands those. There was a lovely couple, and thank you for including me. We had a blast.
Happy birthday, Kenny.
And Kenny was. And I the whole time I'm thinking because I'm broken, right? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking this can't be what he really wanted.
It was exactly what he wanted.
Like,
I want more. I actually. This is going to be awkward.
What?
I walked in. Then this is a successful man, right?
Right.
A friend of mine. You don't see your friends after years. Like,
right.
You're
right.
Just like they have kids with COVID. So you just don't see them. And I was like, hey man, like that is a beautiful Bronco, like Outlander, whatever.
Yeah.
I said, just gorgeous. Like black rims. It's got you're walking in, you see in the driveway. I'm like, that's definitely Kenny's. He's like, oh, no, the POS in front of it's mine, unless my wife somehow just got me a Bronco. And I said, oh, I feel awkward now. I don't want to ruin a surprise, because I don't know what happens.
It didn't have like a big bow on it, did it? Yeah, I was like,
it wasn't a bow. He goes, no, like, I'm a Mazda guy. I wish I had a car like that. And I was like, well, then who's this? He goes, someone lucky.
Yeah. But it was
awkward
a blast.
First hello. Yeah. Let me just tell you.
And when I got there, the party is in full swing, and Oscar was kind enough. He said, the party starts at 7. Mm-hmm. You don't need to get there until like 7:45 because they're not going to play the game right away. And he knew I didn't know anybody there anyway, except for Oscar and Shannon. So I get there and I knock on the door, nobody paying attention. And I'm not going to walk in because... Did you see me through the glass of the door when I was like waving to you?
I saw something and I said, that looks like powder. Let him in.
And so knock, 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 ring doorbell, nothing, nothing, nothing. So I'm out there for probably a good 4 or 5 minutes. And another couple comes up and says, won't they let you in? And I'm like, I'm just the help. I don't know.
Yeah.
And she said, they're probably in the back. Go on in. I said, well, how about you go in
and I'll follow. Once I saw you follow in, I was like, oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to. But look, we can, I think we're lucky enough to be able to socialize anywhere.
Yes.
But when it really works out and you feel like we all left together.
It was a blast. It was a blast.
You leave on a high note.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I had a beautiful text the next day from the couple. And it's nice. It was nice to hang, but it was also nice to see you. And this is, I hate to make it all about you. But you are funny and you are brilliant and you are talented without a drop of alcohol.
Like scary,
you are,
man.
You are naturally this person. Like I always go back to Friends and Fun Bobby.
Yeah. Yes.
And like that guy's just different when he drinks because he's so much better. You are actually a better, like I was so impressed.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you. And yeah. I mean, that's not something that I was aware of as part of my skill set, because I would have definitely had a few before mm-hmm. I did before every Redskins game. And when I would go out the field, yeah, I would always have a few. And I remember the Art League of Alexandria was concerned when I brought a beer up to the auction stand.
I remember I had to reprimand you. Can you stop waving this Heineken around? And
I was pointing with it. I mean, it was probably not the best move. But you know what? The auction was great. And the party was great. Yeah,
but your skill set, top notch, man.
And if you need me at your party, call Oscar. He'll definitely.
I'll broker the deal.
He will broker the deal.
And I'll that and a Volvo. I'll throw in a Volvo.
Still. Any update?
I had a few. You know.
All right. Well, hold that thought. I'd like to hear about it because I have something to talk about a car too.
I can't wait.
Okay. We're gonna take a break. And we're gonna come back, and the top five answers are on the board. Here is the promo.
TMOS traverses the internet and boldly goes into new territory.
Podcasting as we know it will be changed forever as TMOS brings you the future now.
It's the TMOS TikTok Takeover.
Catch the unrivaled comedy on the go, live as it happens.
Laughs tailor-made for your busy lifestyle.
It's the TMOS TikTok Takeover. Technology.
Synergy.
And all the your pants hilarity that you've come to expect from TMOS.
It's TMOS streaming live on TikTok.
Watch it. It's about damn
time. A rabbit has teeth.
Technically correct.
The number five answer was a comb.
I would have gone with shark.
That's number one answer. It's on the board. Anyway, this is a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.
Yes.
How we care for our minds affects how we experience life. So it's important to invest and take care of keeping our minds healthy. There are plenty of ways to support a healthy brain, like learning a new language or taking power naps, but there's also BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is professional therapy done securely online and available to people worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. You can also schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you don't have to be on camera if you don't want to. Even better, it's much more affordable than in-person therapy. And you know what? Good luck even getting a therapist appointment now, because all doctors are way overbooked. This is the way to go. Anyone who has talked to anyone who has done therapy, it works.
Yeah.
It absolutely works.
I solved
works.
My problem with my dad.
Yes, exactly.
And now, he probably still has a problem with me, but...
Well, it was weird that he was daddy. Your BetterHelp therapist, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hello, Oscar?
I remember, Papa, you've ruined me. I'm sorry. Is there a Merlot?
Get over it.
That's what the basis told me.
Rob was very good. Why aren't you hosting a game show? And BetterHelp is always there for you. Best of all, they are, as I said, accessible when you need them. Reach out and help yourself. Keep your mind healthy with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/TMOS. That's BetterHelp.com/TMOS. So we talked some cars on the bonus
car
show.
Talk. I've had a few inquiries.
Just give us a thumbnail backstory for people that didn't join us on the bonus show.
If you're trying to buy a car or sell a car, mm-hmm. I feel like, as the kids would say, that it's sus.
I love that word.
And there's something afoot.
Yes.
Where I went, I ended up, my father had a vehicle that he had let me use for some time. As he was overseas, he called me and told me to sell it to Euro Motor Cars.
You know what he did? He yoinked it. Yoink!
He yoinked it, like everything else in my life, including my childhood.
Yoinked his childhood.
And you do what your dad says. And as I'm there, you know, selling it for a fraction of the price.
Yes.
Even though I told my dad you could probably do better at a private party, he didn't care. He just wants it done.
Right. And he likes the Euro people.
The gentleman there says, "Oh, I see. My wife picks me up in our Volvo XC90 with seven seats and the child booster, and it just had everything."
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "Oh, those Volvos are hot," and I'm like, "Oh, caliente. Does that mean there's some sort of deal here? I heard you could buy used cars for a higher price or something."
Right.
sell them for a higher price than usual. And I didn't need a 50% markup, but 10% would be nice.
Sure.
You know, something.
At any point while he was talking to you, did you look to make sure they weren't stealing like your catalytic converter?
It was fine. It's a reputable dealer. It's not his fault. They're doing business.
All righty.
But the offer was low. I went to Carvana online. The offer was different. I went to CarMax. They tried to steal the car. That's my personal experience. And then I say that within the offer, it was just like insulting.
Yes.
And then Volvo in Rockville, 355. Rosenthal Volvo, if I'm not mistaken.
Classic automobile family.
They gave
family.
Me the best offer, which still wasn't enough for the private party
right.
Offer. Tom Glancy'd an offer from a listener.
Okay.
That's in the market. And to that listener, tonight I shall send you the Carfax of the vehicle.
Okay, I thought you were going to say counter offer.
So there may be something, but let me be clear here.
This would be also the great night. I mean, if you want to stay ahead of on the purchase, now would you want to get the little engraved plaque that says "Driven by Oscar Santana," and then you put that on the
for
dashboard.
Less than 30,000 miles.
That's right,
29,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're just going to scoot back and forth on our electric scooters,
sure,
and then walk. Or Uber, whatever. We live in the city.
Yeah. Or Lyft.
And then, I saw the 410 telephone number to just maybe reach out.
Yeah. Baltimore area code.
Yeah. I'm not driving to Baltimore to drop off this vehicle.
Well, then it'll go over 30,000 miles.
No, you have to. we will meet in Montgomery County.
What location?
I don't know. Somewhere where it's not inconvenient for me. And I hate to be rude. If you want to see the car, you got to come see me.
Well, why don't you make him come to your house? Well, I guess you don't
want
that.
My parents' house? No.
No, no, no. And not your house. But I mean, if he's going to buy it, are you going to be at your parents' house anyway?
I don't need people. Enough people already know where they live.
You need to have him meet like a block away from your place here in D.C.
I don't know what it is. I'm just
tell him the car will be at Georgetown Cupcakes.
Listen, sir, I am hypothetically interested, and if this car will keep your family safe,
I don't know if that's the right word.
And your offer starts with a five. We're in business.
$500.
I just want to pre-warn. I know. Look, if you're selling, you're selling. I'm not a motivated seller. I'm just not driving to Baltimore. The 410 is a little. It just seems like you want me to meet you
created this problem in your head.
Like, I just don't. Or like Odenton, somewhere above Towson. There's no way I'm going.
Hello, I just have one question about your Volvo. Did you upgrade the leather interior? I just need to know because I got a checkbook, and I'll see you over at Pollock Johnny's. We'll meet there. And we'll get crabs.
Well, we'll go
and
a nose game.
Go nose game. I'll buy your car. Yeah. Buy your Volvo car.
So there is interest. But during that conversation,
mm-hmm.
and if you're on TikTok,
internet,
Bitcoin, you saw a clip where Rob was discussing that in the past he's had bad luck cars.
Yes. And specifically this Subaru that I'm driving right now.
Forester,
exactly, which I love. It is a wonderful car. It essentially drives itself.
A year old, 2 years old?
It is a 2021.
Oof. Brand new. Mm.
And it's a honey of a car. And we were talking about how it had two or three bad incidents happen to it pretty close together. Mm-hmm. And that's when my mom said, oh, I hope it's not a bad luck car. And we all had a good laugh.
Yeah, we all laughed. We're like, who's a bad luck car? It's a bad driver.
Yeah. Fun. And then, you know how when I talk about celebrities, they die?
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't have brought up the whole bad luck car thing.
Oh, no.
Why is that?
Because as I was pulling out of the parking garage here,
Wait. On pulling out, that means Friday.
Yes.
Friday evening.
After we said about the good luck car and have the good laugh about it. And
no.
It was so funny because backing into the spot Friday morning, I had no trouble. And I seemed to have cut it a little hard to the right. And and I stopped when I heard the scrape begin. And there was really no way to undo the rest of the scrape. So I cut it as hard as I could, but had to call the insurance company for this
Oh, my God.
Dented and scratched pretty good on the rear passenger door.
So wait,
you ran into the pillar?
The post, yes. Oh. I hit the post and not in a disc jockey way.
No, but like the post, which is a concrete pillar holding up the building.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How do you...
I wish I knew.
And from what you said, it sounded like you hit it and then you were like, oh, shucks, I better keep pulling out.
No. I stopped. And then was
you
able
open
to,
the back door. I mean, no, the front no, door no. And the look.
I was able to back up and get it, but the scrape was already done.
Like, are we talking like? Be honest.
Okay.
By the way,
right?
You're right. Like,
it's mortifying.
You jinxed yourself.
I did 100%, and it is mortifying.
Is it a gash that you're like, I can live with, or is it like,
oh no,
you've been hit by a vehicle?
It looks like there's been a collision with a very short car. No. It looks like there was a collision with a very short car. And here's the thing. I'm not someone that needs a pristine Bristol automobile. There's already a scratch on the side. There's some toenail marks from when Linus sees me and he runs up each other. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that. It's just wear and tear.
I thought you had the ingrown toe.
No, well, they fixed that.
Okay.
And my diabetes is under control. But this is bad. Yes.
So you crash your car.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, that's not comprehensive. When I called the insurance company, I won't say who they are, State Farm, but I called them, and they said, this is your deductible for collision. I said, well, I thought this would be comprehensive, although it really doesn't matter because it's the same deductible. They said, oh, no, you hit something. This is a collision. I said, really? It's just, they said it's damage. Yeah, it's a collision.
Yeah, it's a collision.
Yeah.
If they have to put Bondo on it and fix it and bring it back to life.
They need a lot of
Bondo. Or a new door.
I think it's going to be a new door.
Do you?
And I hope they get the color right.
Okay.
I hate when a car has a door that's the wrong color, don't you?
That's happened. I've seen it happen.
Sure.
My brother's Honda had it. Like, you could tell, like, where the impact happened.
Fire bad.
Yes. When this has happened to me,
yes,
there's a level of self-loathing.
Oh, you have
that
no
falls
idea.
Over one's, you know,
you have
psyche
no idea.
And confidence,
and also a time machine moment going back to the parking deck at WJFK, because that was designed by terrorists to ruin your automobile.
Okay,
and so I had many little yellow flecks and dings over cars that I really didn't care the way they looked like because you constantly were hitting the poles down there. But this is new.
Yeah, and you also did the lazy man back in so you could exit flawlessly.
That's the thing that killed me.
But you exited into a collision.
You know what? It was going great. If you divide the car in half front to back.
You almost did.
And let's say...
So true.
Let's say the half is where the driver's the front seat,
yes.
and the back wheel. Yeah, if I had stopped right when the front door is past the threshold, flawless exit. It was perfect. Then the sickening sound of the scrape. And yes, I'm mortified. And yes, I had to tell Carrie,
Hold on, just a minute. This is the woman that on Friday's show,
yes.
When you retold, because I asked you what happened with the snowplow.
Yes.
She was at the top of the stair, at the top of the stairs, and had opened the door, and she said, I can't even
right
now.
I can't even right now.
In the middle of snow,
right.
So there was like, you know, some like Mother Nature's involved in this.
Right.
It was a beautiful day. There weren't that many cars. There were probably just two or three cars left in the lot.
Yeah, well, I certainly didn't hit them. What I hit was something that's, you know, cars come and go, but the concrete pillar tends to stay. And it was exactly where it had been early that. I wish I could tell you that I had an excuse. I was careless. And,
what did your wife say?
Well, here's the funny thing. She was actually doing an overnight pet sitting job Friday night. So I got to go home and not have to tell her till Saturday.
Yeah, that's the best part. But you can park the car in a manner where maybe it doesn't come up right away.
And I did.
I don't care if we go overboard.
Okay.
You have to explain how usually she would see the car and how you parked it to
Okay.
Push the conversation back a little
bit. The driveway is, and as we mentioned, that to enter the main door of our house, mm-hmm. there's steps that go up. Yeah. So the basement is technically ground level, right?
Yes.
So I normally back in so I can get out in the morning.
Flawless exit.
And also that if I have anything, and it's just gotten to be a habit. Yeah. I know how to do it. I don't hit anything there. That tend to be very good at it because also if you have anything in the rear that needs to be unloaded.
You
got to load and you're set to go. So if I were to do that, the scuffed, to use the word very lightly, area of my car would have been facing the steps to go upstairs.
Ooh, like a billboard.
So what I did was I went in the other way and pulled as far up as I could to the, I'm kissing the garage door because I want to eliminate all chances of her saying, oh, I'm just going to go around this way. There's no way to go way.
You can't go around the front.
No, you can't go away. It's too tight. It's kissing the garage.
I miscalculated.
Yeah.
I'm lucky I didn't run into the garage.
No. She did that once. And you know, really all told, she has a much more checkered driving record than I do.
Yeah, but we're focusing on you
right
now.
But now it's me, and it's the most recent thing. And she came home from pet sitting, and she was okay. She was glad it was over. There was two beagles. They were very much trouble-free. She had mm-hmm. a decent evening, and she loves pet sitting her dogs. And she comes home, and I said, how'd it go? And she said, oh, not bad. The little one is always up in your space, and the big one is very cute, and it's good. It's wonderful. And she said, we probably should think about getting a second dog because they get along so well and all this. And this. How was your day? Mm-hmm. I said, not so good. I hit a concrete post in the parking deck, and I need to call insurance because I pretty much, and I use the F word, effed up our car. Mm. And she says, and all that positivity. All that joy from a job well done, all the love of God's great little creature, the dog, seemed to trickle away.
Gone.
And I believe she was making a cup of coffee because it was the morning.
Yes.
And the coffee stayed on the Keurig and she just went upstairs. Mm-hmm. She never even brought the coffee with her.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much that.
Yeah. It's.
She was not as upset later in the day.
Yeah, but in fairness,
she was even chatty at the
party. In fairness to you,
yes,
like it doesn't matter if it's at your fault or not. No one wants to break that news, but you and I gotta tell you, maybe this brush with death has changed you.
Yeah,
you just ripped that Band-Aid off.
Yeah,
because I thought you weren't gonna say anything until you had to go to your niece's birthday party.
No, and even then I would have said, do you want to drive? But and
God,
you know,
bless
what
you.
Thought had crossed my mind.
Yes, let's and hold off till Sunday.
So actually the temperature kind of cooled. I had mm-hmm. to do some errands and I said, can I get you anything? Do you have anything that needs to go to the dry cleaner? So everything was in a fairly decent mood, and then we had to go because we live in pretty far out. My mom was a little closer mm-hmm. in, and the party was in Bethesda, which means you basically have to drive into the city almost. And we had to pick my mom up, and everything had sort of settled. Yeah. And as my mom comes out, she says, oh, what happened to your car? I said, well, you want to tell her, darling?
Bad luck car, mom.
It's a bad luck car.
Bad luck car.
Bad luck car. Mm. But you know what? Good luck at the party I attended, and I will give you a brief synopsis of that when I return. But if you have a bucket of red paint, I think it's Subaru Scarlet, send it along. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, ladies, that's Twitch.
And that handsome devil is a motto. And we're back with more TMOS True or False.
Oh, my goodness. The character of Polly Christine is played by renowned British actor Jude Law.
Hey, that's friggin' unbelievable.
As a child, Ponyboy Matt Bloom appeared on Sesame Street in an episode where he was taught to count by a Muppet.
That's right. And that's all.
Trip Affleck single-handedly beat Bobby Flay in a cooking competition by preparing a bowl of cereal, buttered toast, and a glass of ice water.
Correctamundo.
You save when you shop online at Target or Walmart through the shopping center at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's the fact, Jack!
Have your purchases shipped to your door or pick them up at the store.
Click that banner and buy!
You know, when you tell someone that you've wrecked the car, it's almost as if someone has changed the thermostat. So sudden. And you know, every good house has a thermostat, and you may be wondering if now is a good time to buy a house. Well, according to my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, it's a great time to buy a home. Inventory is back to pre-pandemic levels, so it's a great chance to marry the house and date the rate, which means that as rates change, you can lock in now to protect against higher rates. And once you're locked in, if rates go down, you can refinance your mortgage to lower your monthly payments. Residential lending has changed, and whether you're a first-time home buyer debating rent versus own, upsizing, downsizing, or anything in between, you need a team that knows your specific options and can get you the absolute best deal. With their years of experience, customer service, and low-rate guarantee, these guys are the absolute best. And I'm not speaking out of turn. We have all had them handle mortgages for us.
Oh, yeah.
And they are the best. They will get you through it. I didn't understand what I was doing. They made me understand, and they saved me a boatload of cash. So now I can afford to fix my car. They're our friends, and they have all done our loans. So whether a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial today, the number one mortgage company of TMOS, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. So on Saturday, after the coldness, we drove out to my cousin Mark's daughter's first birthday party. And it's called a doll, D-O-L. And it's a Korean birthday tradition. And it was about the coolest party you've ever seen. Because they had the front room decorated in all traditional Korean decor. And they had the traditional food. And it is the basis of it is that in Korea.
It's a celebration.
In many years past, things were different in days of old. Babies oftentimes didn't live a full year. Yeah. And if they survived the first year, they were more likely to live a long life. So when a baby reached its first year, there was a tremendous celebration.
Oh, that's
so
beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
So is it like a christening or a baptism or quinceañera?
I've never been to a quinceañera, but I have been to baptisms and christening. There's no religious underpinnings at all. It's just a celebration.
Okay.
With traditional food, and the mother-in-law did most of the cooking, and the food was
tremendous.
Oh my God, off the chart. Barbecued short ribs and homemade kimchi.
What do you get to have of all that?
Well, I could eat the kimchi. I could eat the ribs.
Okay, cool.
And I did sample the rice. I did not have a cupcake, but I could eat most of the food there. And the big sort of tradition that is fun at the doll is, and we touched on this briefly, I think, during the bonus show.
Yes.
So I'll just recap it. They put a bunch of items in front of the baby indicating different career paths, like a pencil. A ball of some sort, a microphone they had.
A microscope.
There. Money. They had a stethoscope to represent medicine. And this was so, so cool. And by the way, it was very neat because Mark, who is my cousin, but more of my nephew, and his wife, Sarah, are a wonderful couple. And I hadn't seen them since before the pandemic.
Yeah.
So naturally, I'd never seen my new little cousin, Hannah, who is just a beautiful baby. And she was so well behaved. I said to Mark, I said, is this typical that she doesn't cry? He says, I don't know what the hell is going on because no, she should be really fussy right now.
Oh, wow.
So she comes down and they present her in this traditional Korean, like almost like gown with a hand embroidered hat. She's beautiful.
It seems almost religious.
Almost, but it's just a celebration. Mm-hmm. So we get to the time where they have to they put all the items out and they roll out a special mat that is embroidered with, I guess, Korean writing around the edges, and they put the child on it and they lay down money, like coins that are tied in a bag, and the pencil and the stethoscope and all these things.
This is what will the baby reach for?
Yeah, what the baby will reach for will determine the career path or the future of the baby. And so it's in a room with, it's actually, if you come into the house, and the house was super modern. I have to tell you about the toilet in just a moment, but let's get first things first. So the room off to the left.
The baby first, the toilet second.
Then the toilet.
Okay.
And it's like an archway. There's an archway going into the room.
Yeah.
So the baby's sort of alone in the room with the parents, and then everyone is crowded at the arch.
On display.
Yeah, watching her go for the stuff. Mm-hmm. And so she goes, and she very tentatively goes and crawls up to an item. And as soon as she starts to grab, there's 20 people in the arch, and they all go, and the child is frightened because
what was she reaching for?
First thing she reached for, I believe, was the stethoscope.
Ooh.
But
That's
the problem
the
with the stethoscope is, well, everyone was hoping she grabbed for the coins because that means rich.
High finance?
Yeah, high finance.
Okay.
But the thing is, the stethoscope was like a big target because it's, you know, got all the coiled tube and everything.
Okay.
Like. So they said, no. And then she said, it's okay, honey. It's okay. Go pick something up. And she went back to another item. And what it is non-consequential because when she reached for it, everyone behind the arch goes, and again, the child is horrified because she thinks something has gone wrong. And
it's the nonverbals that are killing this tradition.
And then there's one relative. It might have been my mom, actually, mm-hmm. who, when the child, you know, gets a little bit of the quivering lip mm-hmm. because she thinks she's done something wrong. Yeah. My mom holds up a teddy bear with a bow tie. He's going, no, 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 no. And I said, not helping her grab anything. Oh. And then I said in a sort of stage whisper, you know, maybe if we don't frighten the child when she's about to grab something, we'll have better luck.
Yeah.
And then one of the other relatives says, yes, we should be quiet. Mm. And I said, good plan. And so we're silent. And she goes, and straight this time, they do a reset.
Yes.
They like move her back like there's been a penalty.
We're gonna reset the stage.
Yeah, 5 yards for encroachment. Mm-hmm. They move her back, and she goes straight for the golf ball.
Whoa.
And picks up the golf ball.
Whoa.
Now, my cousin Mark is delighted with this. Because he plays golf, and very cool to have a professional athlete. Believe it or not, doesn't run in the family much.
Yeah, but you've got a pro bowler.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
This is true. And so then Sarah says, I don't know if that one counts. Let's do it again. And they pulled
Sarah's
her back.
The mom?
Yeah. And
okay.
So they pulled it back, and they mixed up all the items again, and again, straight for the golf ball, which was great. And then Sarah's sister said, well, this is just for fun anyway, because they all wanted her to get the money, and it was golf ball city all the time. And so that was a very cool thing that I had never been a part of.
Yeah.
And then I asked Mark, I said, where's the restroom? Mm-hmm. And he says, it's right there next to the elevator. Naturally. And I said, you know what? That's what I say when someone asks me where the restroom is at work. But this is the Jurassic Park of houses.
Yes.
They spared no expense.
Yes.
When I knocked on the door, they said, I'm sorry it took a while to let you in. We couldn't figure out the remote.
Mm.
The door was like a massive door.
Yeah. Like you're like, am I at a rented gathering place or, you know, something like that, or am I at a home?
It's a private home, beautiful home. And so I go into the restroom and
is this a community center or my cousin's house?
It's very, very modern. And I go to lift the seat because I've been drinking water because that's all I drink. And it's got like some resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it's a high-tech toilet.
Yeah.
And I say, well, I don't want to break it. I don't want to strip the gears. So I look and there's like a control box on the side. And there's pictures about how to lift things. And I hit one, and the lid goes up. Mm-hmm. But the seat's still down. So I look, and the seat was not very well depicted, but I did find the button eventually and lifted it. I stayed away from all of the stuff that squirted water,
although that was an option.
I did not use any of that. And I was able to do that and then lower the seat and lower the thing. And I washed my hands. I came out. I said to Mark, I said, wow, it's a pretty fancy bathroom.
Yeah.
He says, you didn't have any problems? I said, no. He says, yeah, there's a thing. There's a timer on it. And if you don't pee quick enough, it lowers by itself. He said,
that is a hazard.
Don't cross the streams.
Yeah.
But congratulations to what I now declare to be my niece, Hannah.
And one of the most successful families that's part of your family.
Exactly.
If you get an elevator and the transformer of toilets, you're doing all right.
Yeah. He said, I need to go pee on Bumblebee. But
how long do I have, sir?
Congratulations. We love you, and we will be right back.
It is a brand new profile picture of Rob Spiewak.
Doesn't look anything like you.
A new online conspiracy theory suggests that TMOS regular Rob Spiewak was secretly replaced in March of 2022. He suddenly disappeared from the show, and when he returned, he was replaced by a man whose facial features resembled Spiewak. He was nearly 100 pounds thinner than the original Rob. Audio evidence online shows clear backward masking that is cleverly added to the end of every TMOS bonus show. Just take a listen.
This is Mike O'Mara's.
I buried Rob.
Make up your own mind. Get a bonus show subscription and listen closely for more clues. Is it the real Rob or a Spiewak imposter?
Very chilling.
This is the hot chick that can't drive.
I can drive. You know what? After I scrape the car, not a single error on the way home. Not even a missed stoplight or anything. This is this season for one of my favorite sponsors. Because there's something special about the fall that brings us closer together, and with a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove, creating those moments is easier than ever. Enjoy all the warmth and comfort of a fire pit, plus portability, quick setup and cleaning, and best of all, Oscar, no smoke. It's science. It's science. You're beautiful. The high-tech Solo Stove construction is designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently, so there's so little smoke, you'll wonder why there's so much fire. It's crazy. You can get started right away. They're efficient, it's easy to light with just a few bits of starter, and your fire is blazing in minutes. And they're so confident you'll love it that they offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. Although I can't imagine why you'd ever want to return
it. I literally just pulled mine out. Once again, I was working around the backyard.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait. I can't wait.
You know what you do? You go to the grocery store and you buy one of those little packs of wood. And they got it all cut and split.
No, I just burn my documents in it.
I take mine down to my Florida home. They won't miss me.
I was building that comedy bit when you got there before I did.
Your fire is blazing in minutes. They're so confident.
There's a golf course in Virginia that has like 30 of them.
You're confident you're going to love it. And anyway, there is a 30-day free return policy. We all have them. We all love them. Solo Stove is quite literally the best. Marshmallows not included. Prepare your best outdoor memories yet and save big during the Solo Stove fall event. Plus, use promo code TMOS at solostove.com for an extra $10 off. That's solostove.com. Promo TMOS for $10 off on top of fall event deals. Hurry. The event ends November 10th. Get it now. Now, let's take a little trip to a town up the road.
Sound Town.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
I don't know if this has been doctored or not, but it appears to be genuine. I'm just presenting this. I present the facts, and you make the judgment. Did you watch Fox NFL Sunday yesterday?
I did.
Okay, did you notice the mystery fart?
No.
Okay, this is when they had Jimmy coming in via satellite, I guess. He was not in studio. And they were talking. And
this is the pregame.
This is the pregame, the Fox NFL Sunday pregame. And so the other three guys were on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy was coming in via satellite. Just listen.
Hey, I've got a shot. Okay. I think I've got a shot.
Yeah.
Because, I know we have problems at wide receiver.
There's a small pause.
Okay, hit that again.
One more time. Listen carefully.
I've got a shot.
Okay.
I think I've got a shot.
Yeah.
Because, I know we have problems at wide receiver.
Okay.
Okay. What's your analysis?
So the way that they're mic'd, that's my only analysis.
Right.
That almost felt like it was an upper GI problem. You see what I'm saying?
Or like, it was louder, but they almost got away from it because they have chest mics on.
Yeah, they have lobs.
Yeah.
But that could have been like, he's not that young, and I don't think he looks that healthy, right?
Well, I don't blame him.
Who do you think? Someone tried to squeak one out on the main set?
I think it's Bradshaw.
Let me hit that
and
again,
one more time. And I think the reason I say it is because there's a slight stumble in Jimmy's talking afterwards, like he might have heard it. And you know what? There's probably nothing that besides football that Jimmy and Terry like talking better than farts. So he probably was doing all he could not to comment.
Hey, I've got a shot.
Okay.
I think I've got a shot.
Yeah.
Because, I know we have problems at wide receiver.
I'm sorry. I thought it was coming from Jimmy. But if it was from the set, I'd
have
to see
the
visuals.
There's no way to tell.
Man.
And my capture is not stereophonic. So, also, I'm sure the voices are in mono anyway.
It sounded painful.
It did. I like it. It's an upper GI issue.
Yes.
Meanwhile, then there's the little kid who just can't say spaghetti.
Can you say spaghetti?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Spa. Get.
Spa.
T.
T.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Yay!
Yeah, okay.
You said it.
On the next thing on the YouTube channel, they teach him how to say pizza three times in a row.
Pizza.
Exactly. David Beckham, very, very important British fellow, very important guy, very rich guy, very powerful guy.
Yeah, footballer.
Do you know he waited 13 hours in line like everyone else to pay respects to the Queen? I got to hand it to him. I think that's pretty cool.
I do. What do you have as a clip?
I have him explaining why he did it.
I have
Counterpoint.
You have insight?
No, you first play that, okay. And I have counterpoint.
Okay, and listen for upper GI issues when you give the counterpoint. Here's David Beckham.
I grew up in a family that were all royalists, and today I think back to my grandparents, because if my grandparents were alive, they would have been here. So it's nice to be here to celebrate with everybody, you know, the life of Her Majesty and the legacy that she's left. Lucky as a nation to have someone that has led us the way Her Majesty has led us, with kindness, with caring, and always reassurance. Her Majesty was someone special and will be missed, not just by everyone in our country, but everyone around the world.
It pained me to give him a compliment, so I'm excited to hear your counterpoint.
Well, no, I think this is actually, he's a master of his craft.
Yes.
The optics of him, like, cutting the line.
Mm-hmm.
And paying his respects would have been a little off-putting. I don't know if it was going to be newsworthy.
Right.
The optics of him waiting 13 hours with the, you know, general public.
Right.
Is global news.
Right.
He hasn't played in some time, is probably, you know, more well-regarded in the States than he is in the UK. Has also not been knighted yet. If you're trying to lay the groundwork for a knighthood and you
power play
and you literally wait 13 hours to pay your respects to, you know, the Queen Mother.
QE2.
Yeah. And I'm King Charles or Prince
Harry.
He doesn't have the power, but Prince Philip. I'm anybody in the family.
Right.
Then I'm like, what are we doing?
We got to do this.
We got to knight this guy.
Power play. I hadn't thought about that.
Leave Posh at home. We're going to knight this guy.
But after 13 hours, don't you think the hardest thing would have been if, like, the guy in front of him in line was, like, a fan of Liverpool?
No, he wouldn't. And I know that's a cynical
No, it's like, smart, viewpoint. Though. And, well, I mean, he's so connected
What's
to social media.
What's 13 hours
to get
a knighthood?
Yeah, you're right. You know what? Amen, brother. Good job.
Bend it like Beckham, just not in line.
Now, today, I hope he didn't do that once he got to the coffin.
No. It was a tender moment. I watched it. And he's still a heartthrob.
He's handsome. Today is one of the worst.
Oh, well, you know, I saw him at a celebrity pool with the beanie on.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Roosevelt Hotel in Los Angeles. Much skinnier days and happier days for your boy. And I sat there and I'm like, man, that guy is a dreamboat. Oh my God, that's David Beckham with all his abs.
Now, if you were to go to the pool now, when you got out, do they have to turn on that big faucet?
No, I just stay in the hotel room and look out the window.
Weep.
Weep.
Today is one of my least favorite fake holidays. It's Talk Like a Pirate Day,
ooh,
which is stupid.
Unless you own pirate chips.
Well, here's the deal is that, you know, what do you always say when you talk like a pirate?
What's Arr.
The, yeah. Did you know that didn't exist until 1950?
Really?
I found this out. Researchers agree that affectation of voice was invented by the actor Robert Newton, who played Long John Silver in the movie Treasure Island. And before that, it didn't exist. Here's the actual guy doing it in the actual movie.
He'll be coming face to face with old Flint himself, he will, and be made to give proper accounting for his evil ways. Amen. You have two longboats drawn up on the beach. Within the hour, and I'll deliver them.
The Lord hath provided for one of his flock. Amen.
Amen.
So they're saying amen.
Yes, but R.
I've never said amen.
Yeah, but the R is like a bastardization of that. That was the first time it was
done.
Which is pretty wild, isn't it?
That is wild. And for some time, Big O and Dukes did R in Arizona.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was the best thing ever. Yeah. Happier days,
that
skinnier
was the,
days.
That
skinnier days.
Folks, if you're listening, that was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Wow, that's high praise.
Throwback. Yeah. You're alive. I'm fat.
So the pirate went to the Apple store and he bought an eye patch.
Amen.
Amen. And let's close with this. We've done a lot of tapes of Ring doorbells.
Mm-hmm.
This one to me is funny because the cat sounds pissed. The cat was missing for 4 days. And he came home, and being on the porch, it triggered the Ring doorbell. Owners didn't have any idea where this cat was.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Oh, my God. You're recording of that?
So So the cat actually came home, triggered the Ring doorbell, and now he's home.
It's amazing that these animals know how to get back home.
I know.
Like my dogs just run. We're talking about the last week. They know how to get back home.
They do. And they know how to use the Ring doorbell. Unlike the people who hosted the Family Feud party.
No.
They did not let me in.
Hopefully he'll come in.
Maybe I should have said, meow. Next time for sure.
Meow.
All right, Mike is back tomorrow with stories, I am certain.
Yeah.
Thank you, Oscar. Always fun to do this with you.
A lot of fun, man.
And that's it, folks. Thank you for joining us for another perfect episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, 1900 M Street Northwest, Suite 400, Washington, D.C., 20036. Please send us things unless they mention vodka and lemonade. Just so we know. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Love it. And the TikTok page.
Yes.
Search Mike O'Mara on TikTok. You'll have a blast. Lots of good bite-sized nuggets for you to dig. Thanks for listening and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak. I'm sorry. I am Rob Spiewak. For Mike O'Mara.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
And I am. Exactly. Have a good day. This is for Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana. It's written here. Why did I get it wrong?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I blame Kaylee. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.